Today's gospel reading from Mark concludes with the famous or infamous phrase, "A prophet is not without honor in his native place." We have most likely had firsthand experience with that phrase. Personally, there have been times when I've been working with choirs, instructing and dealing with vocal technique and seeing questioning looks and limited results, but a clinician from the outside would come in, impart the very same information in the very same way, and everyone immediately perks up, reacting like they've never, ever heard this very same information, ever. One of your responses might be, "What am I, chopped liver?" And chopped liver you may well be, I suppose. But I do know that when that happens, my feelings are hurt, as I'm sure Jesus's feelings might well have been hurt too, because in this gospel, we are confronted with the result of Jesus, along with his disciples, returning to his hometown and the subsequent reaction of the people of Nazareth. They only see the boy they've known since his birth, the carpenter's son that they watched grow into a man and leave home. And now he comes home for a visit and begins teaching them on whose authority. They cannot accept God's mystery now present in Jesus. They have no faith in him. This is a turning point for Jesus in that this rejection led him to change his practice and sending him to the surrounding villages teaching. He gets the disciples involved by telling them how they need to continue the mission. You'll read about this in tomorrow's gospel. So what is Jesus and this gospel asking of us today? Well, I think Jesus is asking us to wake up with faith, be fully aware of who around us is speaking to us, teaching us, showing us how to live out our gospel mission and call, not to live in a world of preconceived perceptions, to live outside of our own little bubbles. When we live in right relationship with God, we live an open, accepting life. Who are we to say where we will encounter the presence of God today? Who will speak the message we need to make it through the challenging times we face daily? Will we have the faith to listen to these voices? As Psalm 103 says, "The Lord's kindness is everlasting." A part of God's kindness and mercy is for us to realize that everything we need to live our baptismal call has been given to us daily, every day. We need to have the faith to be open to the message. One way, I think, to foster this is to make the examine a part of our prayer life. Ignatius calls us to pray the examine daily. We begin this prayer in thanksgiving for the gifts we've been given. We acknowledge the intention to open our eyes and ears to be more honest with ourselves. We examine what has been happening to us and in us each day. We reflect upon our day. Where have we encountered the presence of God? This is where the gospel message comes in. Who might have been the messenger of God's peace, love, or challenge for us today? Who was teaching us today? Perhaps it was someone who we don't usually see or acknowledge in our daily life. We pass them by without a second thought, and we don't really hear them. Can we move through our day today truly seeing and listening to the people we encounter? Does Jesus find that faith in us today? And we also need to remember that people speak sometimes without uttering a word, and they speak to us by the way they live their lives. Finally, the first reading today deals with the discipline of the Lord. We remember that God disciplines those whom he loves. Discipline calls for a mental and sometimes physical shift, a changing of the way we think and act. With faith, by listening to those around us, those who may not always see or hear, God is able to transform us into a new creation. I pray that you are transformed today.